people get to put suggestions in. You get to calmly accept them, and you get to not be attached to any one of them. If you still happen to feel like they will do you good to receive this advice, to receive this feedback, and you want to do something about it, do it. If not, then don't do it. Right? So simple.
I want to welcome you to Raw Honey. I want to ask you, is life working out for you the way that you want it to? Are you claiming your birthright by living a life that's fulfilling, happy, and peaceful? Because let me remind you, that is exactly what you deserve. You get to choose the perspectives that will work for you, that will help you into creating the life of your dreams. So thank you so much for allowing me to share my thoughts, to be real, raw, and vulnerable with you. I really cannot wait to dive into this week's topic. So what are you waiting for? Let's go.
Powerful, authentic, loving woman. I'm a powerful, authentic, loving woman. I'm a powerful, authentic, loving woman. Period. Okay. So this podcast is a little unconventional because I'm not where I usually would be to record podcasts, but that ain't gonna stop me. My voice is busted if you haven't been able to tell, but that ain't gonna stop me. I want to shout my cousin out. Danny, what's up, bro? This podcast is based on the conversation that we had a couple weeks ago, and I really do want to touch on it because I think it's so important, right? This conversation stemmed from the fact that, you know, like we brought up working at a new job and the fears that kind of come up with that, the fear of judgment, like, oh, I've never worked in this environment before. I don't know the kinds of people that'll be in this environment. It's just not something that I'm comfortable with. It's just new for me. And it's like, you know, building up all this anxiety and feeling anxious and building up a wall, putting up like a defense mechanism before it even starts. All because we're afraid that other people will judge us for being blank, for being different, for being not good enough, not pretty enough, not knowledgeable enough, not educated enough, not fun enough, not charismatic enough, not good enough, right? This fear that other people are going to think you're not good enough. And I think it's so important to touch on this topic because if I have learned anything, right, and I was able to, you know, talk to him about all of this, and he was like, oh, yo, you should make a podcast about this. And I was like, you know what? Damn right, I will. Damn right I will, because if I have learned anything in the last 3 weeks, or what is it, 2.5, 3 weeks, and I was actually able to live it, is other people's opinions about you. First of all, everyone's going to judge you. You are going to get judged. I am going to get judged. This is what I've made peace with. I am going to get judged everywhere that I go, right? So this can either bring me fear or it can bring me peace. Right, it's gonna bring me fear, and it's gonna bring a lot of us fear knowing that we're gonna get judged, because we fear that people are gonna see us for exactly what we are not, because we feel like we're so lacking, we feel like we're not good enough, we feel like we're not fun enough, not interesting enough, not pretty enough, not worthy enough, not funny enough, right? Not pretty enough, right? Not good enough to be chosen. Or to be liked, or to be loved, not lovable, not worthy. So if that's the fear that we're going to get found out, then yeah, I'm going to live in fear. I'm going to walk into every single new place with fear, because I'm walking into a place fearing that these people are going to see my flaws and they are going to ostracize me. That's the ultimate fear, right? Or, on the other hand, I can walk into every single place feeling peace, knowing that I am going to be judged anyway. Y'all gonna judge me anyway. Should I care? Question mark. And the answer obviously is no. Unless, of course, the feedback that you are going to get is very direct and honest, and it's for your own good. You know, I think the ability to receive feedback is also very important. However, if I can make peace with knowing that I'm going to get judged and and get to be myself anyway, right? Because I recognize that I am not flawed and that I'm actually perfect the way that I am. I have more permission to show up excited, happy, whatever the hell I want to make that experience to be, okay? As opposed to showing up in fear, like, oh, they're going to see me for exactly who I am and I'm not good enough. Nah, they're going to see me how they want to. And I'm whole, I'm perfect, I'm complete, and I'm amazing just the way that I am, period. And I believe that every single one of us, including myself, this is what I learned. But have I executed this way of thinking 100%? No. But was I able to execute this way of thinking since? Yes. So what does that mean? I'm racking up the evidence that I can do it. More and more and more and more. The percentage is going to keep increasing, right? To the point where I'm going to be so comfortable in my skin. Truly, I don't give a shit about what you have to say about me, okay? The goal for me has always been for anyone to come up to me, you know, and speak their piece, whatever it may be. Oh, you're so wonderful. You're so amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I already know. Thank you. I appreciate it. Or I think you're fucking horrible. I think you are close-minded. I think you're sassy. I think you're closed off, standoffish. You know, my reply is going to be the same. Thank you for your opinion. You know, thank you for caring enough about me to let me know how you feel about me. Now, what I do with that opinion is up to me, right? Just because you want to tell me how you feel about me does not make your opinion true about me. But you are still entitled to have your opinion. So I'm not completely closed off about your opinion. If I want to get better, I learned that I get to be very open to direct and honest feedback. I get to do what I want with it. But in order to grow into the best version of myself, knowing that I don't know everything there is to know, and knowing that, you know, life is a journey, it's a constant journey, and it's going to be a forever journey, and there really is no destination. There's always room for improvement, right? So there's so much freedom in knowing that I can receive direct and honest feedback without getting butthurt, right? You care for me, so you want to give me feedback. If it makes sense to me, I will incorporate into my life moving forward so that I can become a better version, right? People give you honest and direct feedback because they care for you, because they want to see. But sometimes people do it out of fear. I've realized that some people try to give you advice out of love, but it's also out of their own fear. So that's what I mean by, yo, you have the freedom to do whatever you want with these suggestions, right? I met someone who, like, you know, at the time I was really struggling with making peace with my receiving advice from my mom, like everything that she was giving me, I felt like was an attack on me. So I wasn't really receiving them well until I met this person, and he was like, just see it as her putting suggestions in a suggestion box, and what you do with the suggestions is up to you. Why do you have to be so attached to these suggestions? Same thing I want to speak out into the world, into the universe. People get to put suggestions in. You get to calmly accept them, and you get to not be attached to any one of them. If you so happen to feel like they will do you good to receive this advice, to receive this feedback, and you want to do something about it, do it. If not, then don't do it. All right? So simple. And we ain't gotta hate people for it. Like for example, I had a coworker who, you know, I told her that my partner is from a certain country, and I believe, honestly, out of love, she told me she felt some type of way about the fact that he came from a certain country. And so out of curiosity, I asked her, oh, and she's never met him before, right? She doesn't really know anything about him other than the fact that he's my partner. And I was like, oh, well, out of curiosity, why do you feel that way? Why do you feel negative or iffy about the fact that he's from a certain country? And then she goes and proceeds to tell me about what her husband went through in that country and all the things that he saw while he was there. And right then and there, without hating on her, getting mad that she's just trying to instill fear on me, I quickly realized what was going on, right? It's not personal. It's not a personal attack on my partner. She was just out of love trying to protect me by trying to instill her fear. It was all out of love, but I understood that I get to do whatever I want with this and I choose to do nothing. But still, I appreciated the fact that she cared for me enough to tell me how she felt, right? But I wasn't like, oh my gosh, she's effed up for thinking this way. She don't even know him. Like, he wasn't even like raised there, blah, blah, blah. No. You get to do whatever you want with the opinion, okay? If the suggestion stays in the suggestion box, it stays in the suggestion box if I wanted to. All right, if I want to take it out and do something, I'll take it out and do something. So at the end of the day, I know I'm going to get judged. And good. You're entitled to feel how you feel. Nice. But I refuse to let it stop me from showing up anywhere that I want to show up as anyone other than who I am authentically. And ironically, when you just don't give a shit, when you don't give a heck, when you don't give a fuck about other people's opinions about you, knowing damn well they're gonna have an opinion about you, you're able to show up more authentically. And you just naturally, as a side effect, receive more love. Because people recognize authenticity, right? So if you ever feel like you're going to get judged and then you show up like with a mask on instead of authenticity, that's also an energy of its own. And it's kind of repelling. Judge me anyway. I'm not going to stop shit. Other people's opinions don't matter unless you want it to. Okay. Unless you want to take it, do something about it, and to better yourself. Right. But we don't have to get hurt over every little thing that we receive that we don't want to hear. Okay. Point blank, period. So, the end.